Welcome back, everybody. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. You're not going to need to go anywhere if you're listening on WRCE, WISS, RJN, CQM, or WBZH, as they are all part of our Brewers affiliate broadcast network here on the Civic Media Radio Network. They'll be carrying the Brewers versus the Phillies game, 6:05 broadcast start. Again, just keep it rolling right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Wanted to give a couple of our callers a chance to respond. CJ's been super patient. CJ, go ahead, sir.
Well, thank you, Maggie. You know, I would have liked to ask, I was on hold for quite a while, I would have liked to ask your guest how she felt about Mandela Barnes' belief in defund the police. Because I think
it wasn't what the segment was about, of course. It was about bail and threat-based bail determinations.
I wish you'd ask those tough questions, because I'm sure she would not agree with candidate Mandela Barnes. Thank God,
no.
Ron Johnson.
Well, and CJ, I don't either. I don't have time to get into a lengthy discourse on the defund the police movement, but suffice it to say that anybody who says that we should eliminate police forces or defund them is not having a serious conversation about keeping our community safe, in my opinion. They may be using the phrase defund the police to stand for something that is much more complicated, which our guest did address. And that is not just how we round up people who commit crimes in our community and punish them, which is an element of our democracy and civil society, but how we actually engage in meaningful violence prevention. And that requires a discussion that was more broader than what we had this afternoon. CJ, I appreciate you bringing up the point. We'll have that conversation again sometime soon. We didn't have time for it today, but I appreciate you raising the point. Charles, go ahead, sir.
Hey, Maggie, I thank you for breaking that down last segment, because I thought that Trump had the military blow up the boat in the water to try to draw some attention away from the Epstein victims today. But it makes sense. The court said that they're not attacking us. So we'll say we're blowing up a boat because they're bringing a bunch of drugs here to kill Americans.
Charles, you could do my job, sir. I didn't have enough time to explain the decision and then link it up to that. But I have been talking with some lawyers who have been studying this decision since it dropped yesterday. And the fact that our armed forces dropped or blew up a boat off the coast of Venezuela yesterday, many people have raised the potential that is Donald Trump doing that to effectively either incite or call it a war with Venezuela. That is precisely what the concern is, Charles, and I thank you for being such an attuned and careful listener to this program. Were there any other points you wanted to make, sir?
If I can make a real quick one.
Please.
I know you weren't talking about defund the police, but if CJ and other conservatives would get out of their bubble and actually do some fact-checking, they would see that when it comes to not providing money for law enforcement, that is always Republicans, but somehow they've been able to frame it that Democrats want to defund the police. All they have to do is a little bit of reading. Open up a book, go online, and they will see that when it comes to cutting funds for police departments, Republicans are always the one to do it, and then they try to put it on the backs of Democrats that Democrats want to defund the police.
And thanks for that, Charles. I think some of this cuts both ways, and I don't mean to both sides this question, and I will entertain a much longer discussion with people much smarter than I am about what do those words mean, defund the police, and what are the records of Democrats and Republicans when it comes to funding public safety. And when I say public safety, I mean that term comprehensively. I mean not just law enforcement funding. I mean not just the number of cops. And by the way, I've had on Republicans that have talked about a bill pending right now in our state legislature to help rural police departments fully staff their police departments, right? I have voiced my personal support of that measure. what we're talking about is not just the apprehension and punishment of those that commit crimes. We're talking about violence prevention. That is the full panoply of public safety. And when we leave part of that discussion behind, as conservatives are often inclined to do, or when we fully endorse Democrats who present an incomplete picture where they're challenging some of the opaqueness of law enforcement budgeting, how those taxpayer dollars are spent, or they outright oppose any funding of law enforcement like Representative Ryan Clancy in our state legislature, that also is not a helpful dialogue, because there is no candidate that will ever win a statewide election in the state of Wisconsin if their policy platform is defund the police. That is not a salient policy perspective, and it helps distort in a negative way the very real conversation that we all should be willing to have as liberals, as progressives, as conservatives, as MAGA supporters, as centrists, as apolitical people, about how do we actually create better community safety. And those should be informed discussions. We should be looking at the data, and we should have some fidelity to facts. The complicated records of both Republicans and Democrats when it comes to the things that produce the best results, the most safety. Because I'll guarantee you, here is a thing that Charles and myself and CJ and everybody agrees on. Every single American, every single Wisconsinite deserves to live in their communities and have that community be safe. We should be concerned about results, not rhetoric. That's where I'm going to have to leave it today. I'm sorry I didn't get to over the hump and Trump, but wanted to give my friends a little bit of air time. I'm going to take a break. I'm going to go watch some Brewers. We'll be talking to you again soon, everybody. Remember, I'll stand up for you. I hope you stand up for me. But it is always better when we stand together for results and data-driven public safety policy.